attention. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, one of low city? The girls are all shocking, and the other end of the horn. And the kids with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I call the show's over to the other side of the container. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina.
Ciao a tutti amici del Volley NCAA, bentornati, puntata speciale di Jump and Spike. Questa settimana siamo un po' a sorpresa, non abbiamo ancora ripreso il ritmo con la cadenza come vi avevo promesso, però insomma ho avuto un'occasione speciale, grazie infinite al mio amico Diego Flisi che mi ha permesso di avere una chiacchierata con tre ragazze della nazionale croata, di cui lui è assistente allenatore, e per parlare della loro esperienza che hanno avuto tra il 2012-2013 e il 2015-2016 circa all'interno dei loro vari college americani. Quindi mi sembrava una cosa veramente interessante e una occasione da prendere al balzo, quindi per cui esco con questa puntata, un'intervista diciamo quasi completamente in inglese. Perdonate un po' il mio inglese non perfetto, purtroppo parlandolo pochissimo, ascoltandolo e leggendolo e basta, ma avendo poco da che interagire a livello di parlato, purtroppo è un po' lacunoso, ma dai, mi sono arrangiato e insomma non è difficilissimo, l'audio si sente anche abbastanza bene, quindi mi faceva piacere, mi fa piacere soprattutto perché è un'esperienza di ragazze che vengono da un sistema molto simile a quello della pallavolo italiana, perciò potrebbe essere veramente interessante a chi ha voglia di scoprire qualcosina in più, ma anche a qualche ragazzo o ragazza che in questo momento sta pensando di fare il grande salto nei prossimi anni e chissà magari fare un'avventura al di là dell'oceano. Detto questo, vi do appuntamento tra pochi giorni, adesso non so ancora quando riprenderemo con le attività come promesso, però magari quando andrà in onda anche questa puntata, perciò nei prossimi giorni ci risentiremo sicuramente, massimo la settimana prossima, e niente, vi lascio l'intervista e ci sentiamo prestissimo, ciao ragazzi. Siamo qui questa sera con tre ragazze della nazionale croata femminile. Ringrazio il mio amico Diego Frisi che mi ha fatto questa grandissima sorpresa. Sono qui con Lara Vukasovic, right? Yes, from Casal Maggiore, play in Italy, yes. And they spend 4 years, right, in California, Berkeley, Golden Bears, right? Can you exactly introduce a little bit yourself, what you done in this year, the year in America, what you do?
So what I did in America?
Yes.
Yes, so I went to Berkeley in 2012 and I graduated in 2016. Okay. So I came on a full scholarship from Zagreb. I studied environmental politics and sustainable development. And what I did, it's a big question. Well,
no, okay, you can say your position, middle blocker, right?
So I came as an opposite player. My first year I played opposite, then I switched to middle for 2 years and ended as opposite again.
Okay, thank you. Beta Dumancic.
Yes.
He's playing in Schwerin, Germany, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And you were in Clemson at the same time as Lara, right?
Yeah, I graduated, I think, 2015. I'm not sure anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, I graduated in 2015. I was in Clemson in South Carolina. And yeah, I mean, I played middle my whole life.
Yes. the best role in volleyball.
Yeah, that's what I was given the first day, and I didn't really have a lot of choice. So, I really liked it there. It was like weather is very nice. It's very south, so it's warm most of the time, And yeah, I also was in scholarship. There was another Turkish girl, so I wasn't the only foreigner, but the rest of them were Americans. And yeah, I had a good time. I liked being there. We did have a lot. I studied economics, so there was a lot of work and a lot of classes, but I really liked the system, the way that volleyball and studying was combined together. Like, the system is there to help you make the best out of it, you know, reach your best, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're combined together, so this is what I like the most. Yeah, and it makes it easier, as easy as possible for you. Yeah. So yeah, I really liked. Well, the way I decided to go to America was after I got injured. I had knee surgery, and honestly, I was afraid that I'm not going to be able to play professional and come back. So I decided to go to America and finish my school to have like a second option in case it doesn't turn out well with my health. But it turned out well. I came back, and I also have a diploma, so it's all good.
So, okay, thank you very much. The last one is Martina Shamadan. Right?
Right.
Now is you transferred in Stuttgart, Germany, right? And before you have played in Busto Arsizio and at Imoco Conegliano. But in United States, you play with Seattle from 2013 to 2016, right?
Yes.
You're middle blocker, yes?
Yes. My first year I spent at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, and then I transferred and spent my last 3 years in Seattle. Yes, been middle my whole life. Never tried anything else. Studied sport and exercise science and loved it, as Beta said. They made everything possible, and that's why I went there, because at that time in Croatia, not a lot of people were able to study and play at the same time, and I thought it was a great opportunity to get my college degree and continue playing.
Yes, the first question for you is what you bring to do this big step and go overseas? Is more a choice for your sport career or for your professional career with a degree in the future? Why you take this step? I asked you before to Martina, but I want the same answer from Lara and Beta. I already a little bit answered this question, but if you wanted to give something more, you feel free.
Okay. I took this opportunity because of both things. At that time, having a college degree was very important to me, and now being 26, I think I made a good decision when I was younger, because at some point I'm going to stop playing and I don't want to find myself at the zero. I want to be able to start working somewhere, and that's why I made the decision to go to US.
Yes. Lara, you want to...
Yeah, similar to the girls. For me, education was always a very important part of my life. Even in high school, I decided to go to, it's called Gymnasia in Croatia. It's high school for languages, so it's not the sports school, which is usually easier for athletes because you can be absent more. Since I was little, I knew that I want to study in this field, in environmental politics. I was always passionate about it. So I knew I'm going to go to college, and as the girl said, in Croatia, it's not developed for pro athletes to study at the same time. It's only online universities or something privately that you take exams over the summer. And for me, it was really important to get a good diploma. That was my goal in life. And when I was picking colleges, I knew my only option was America if I want to continue playing. So I was looking for a college where I could get this good degree, but at the same time I was looking for a high level of volleyball, and for me Berkeley was the right decision. I got both. I pushed myself hard in both ways, and I was very happy by that choice.
Yes. Beta, you want to add something more? Or
Yeah, like Lara said, it's a high level education, but it's also, which a lot of people have a different idea of, it's also a high level of volleyball, and it's really very professional, and it's very developed, and also in like weights and fitness, like there's a lot of coaches, there's a lot of people taking care of you. So I think all around is on high level, and it's good for young athletes to go and develop and get education, and still they can come back and have a professional career and have something to fall on after they're done.
Yes. You both three have experience in Europe before go to United States of volleyball, and I don't know if in Croatia is the same. In Italy, we spend a lot of time in gym playing volleyball, practice volleyball, but outside of the school, we don't have like the United States in high school. You play with the school team. I don't know if in Croatia is the same. I know the question is what's the main difference between the volleyball you play before going to the United States and the volleyball you found in college? If you want, let's Martina, Lara and Beta.
Go back first.
I would say when you're in college, when you're still in Europe, you get to play with a lot much older people. People who are 26, 7, 8, even 30. And then maybe they aren't the best professional players, but they're very experienced. And then when you're in college, the oldest person is 22, 23, you know. So as good as they are not as experienced. So that's maybe a difference with volleyball-wise, but I think... So, of course, like that makes Europe better level of volleyball. But I think college volleyball is still a very high level, considering that there are only girls up to this age, up to 22, 23 years. So maybe the experience of players in Europe is the biggest difference comparing to college.
Okay. Lara, you want to add something more?
Yeah, I would like just to say that for me, I came to a pretty high, let's say, the highest level in Croatia at the age of 15, and we played European League. So for me, this was different kind of volleyball. I had, as Beta said, experienced players, older girls on the team. And for me, it was very different volleyball when I came to the US. In Croatia, since I was a kid, I was focusing on technique, on getting the gesture right. I think most of us in Croatia, we're not so physically developed at this age, but we're more about technique and building on. When I came to America, for me, it was very different because the emphasis was on power. It wasn't so much on this technique or tactic. It was more getting muscles fast and hitting the ball as hard as you can, and more of making a show for the audience, making it looking good on TV and like this. So for me, yeah, it was a little transition in terms of volleyball.
Okay, Martina, you want to add something?
I would agree and just add what Lara said, that volleyball is different. But what she said about power is right, because they put a lot of thought in getting big, as muscular, in muscular term. But I didn't have that in Croatia. Before I went to the States, I've never had any lifting weights. I never had access to like real physios whenever I need them. So if I'm gonna compare it, I think that would be the biggest difference. Like preparation for volleyball was a lot different.
Yes. Speaking about bureaucracy, because it's good that you don't be in you don't are the American. American volleyball, but you are from Croatia. So what do you have to do to go in the United States? You have a lot of paper to compile. You take a lot of time. This is hard to think, because I think boys or girls want to make this experience and go overseas. I think it could be hard work to compile all the paper. Is true? You have a lot to do, or when you come in college, someone helps you, or you're alone?
Everyone helps you there. Everyone is always, somebody's always, especially when you come there, everyone's always next to you, helping you with the paperwork and everything. And there is a lot of it. I don't know, do you guys remember? But there was a lot of it. Yeah. Especially before you go to the States, there is a lot of paperwork. You need to file, you need to translate it, you need to put a stamp on it, you need to do this, and it takes a lot of time, a lot of money. Yeah. And I think my brain forgot half of it because it was a traumatic experience.
But they do help you. They like the usually the coaches, like once you find a school, the coach that wants you, they're gonna make sure to go with you through the every step to tell you, because they know the system, they know everything you have to do. So like from the, like Martina said, from the very beginning, they are there for you because they need you. They want you to come. They want all the paperwork to be there as soon as possible, and they're going to help you to do everything that you need to pass your English test, to translate all of your transcripts. And yeah, it is a lot of work, but from the very beginning, these people are there for you to help.
Okay. Yeah, the most important thing for a foreigner is the SAT and the TOEFL. The SAT is the big entry exam that every foreigner or American has to pass in order to get into college. And TOEFL test is only for foreigners to check your English level. And it consists of English, math, and writing.
Science, I think.
Yeah, not much science, I think. But it's more of a general test. And honestly, for Croatian standards, I think it wasn't too hard for us because I think our education is a little bit more demanding in high school. Mm-hmm. So for Croatian standards, for example, the math part is pretty basic. Now, depends on your level of English.
Okay.
But as a foreigner, you don't need the highest score. You need a minimal score in order to get into college. That is the biggest part, I think, for athletes to pass. It's a huge test of 4 hours, so you need to prepare for that.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's the life of a student athlete during the season? What do you do from morning to the evening? When you wake up, you practice, you go to study. What do you do normally in the day when you have a season?
We don't have a life.
You have classes and practice, and then you have study hall usually, and that's it.
For me, it was almost every single morning, 6 to 7 a.m. It was either running or lifting, and then it was going to classes, and then 3-hour practice in the afternoon, and it was like that every single day.
Wow. And
you play twice a week, and we did Thursday, Sunday, or something like that. So 1 week we will be at home, the other week we will be on the road from Wednesday to Sunday. So you miss all those classes. So you need to study. Study a lot to make it up. So it was pretty hard during the season, but it's only during the season. The off season was pretty easy in my opinion.
So
in my case, I didn't have such a rough schedule as Martina. I was really happy with my schedule. We had our volleyball from 8 till 11, if I remember correctly. It was 3 hours where we put the weights. And in season, we do weights, I think, 2 times a week when we have the games, and just every week. And we were free from 11 till night. We didn't have any volleyball activities, so the only problem was if you want to take a class that is in the morning, that is a problem, because we make our own schedule. So you choose the classes, when do they, you can choose if you prefer having right after practice, you have more time in the afternoon. So for me, it wasn't that tough as Martina, because I had just one activity a day.
And Beta, you...
Yeah, mine was more similar to Martina. Then we also had, we would have classes in the morning, and then after that we would have volleyball, then we would have weights, and then we would have like another school activity. We had We did have a lot around school, but like Lara said, you choose your own classes, but they try to work together, like your professors and your coaches try to, if you actually like need one class that's in the time of your practice, they're gonna either change the practice or like they're gonna make it work for you. So yeah, I did have a very busy days, but I don't know, I feel like once you get in the rhythm, like in the beginning it's hard, but I mean everyone, all the athletes there do it, and it is made that you can do it, it's not impossible, and they help you a lot, so I mean it makes time go by faster, so
and the off season is
hard, but once you get in the rhythm is okay, yeah.
And the off season is completely different, but you can't practice, right?
When?
In the off season?
In the off season, yes. In the off season,
there is a certain amount of hours that you're allowed to practice, so you cannot practice every day for 3 hours because NCAA gives you I don't even remember how many hours per week, and you cannot cross that limit.
But you can
and
practice.
And it's not as many games. You have like a few tournaments.
Yeah, you have a few tournaments that are friendly.
So it's not a lot of traveling like it is in season.
Okay.
Yeah, but there is a lot of weights and it's a lot of fitness and conditioning. So that's
but
the worst part.
You can practice with your coach and the team or other team? Or
yes, you can. Not as much as
You can practice with only the girls, but there's some, for example, if you have, I don't remember the exact time, but 5 hours with coach per week.
Yeah.
He can only be 5 hours in the gym. The rest we organize between the girls. So the captain leads the practice or something like that.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
But to say, for me, when I got to Berkeley, that was the first year that they introduced beach volleyball into Berkeley. So for me, I had the option to choose either to do hard preparation and tournaments or to play in beach volleyball for school. So for me, my first 2 years, I played indoor volleyball in the season, and in the spring semester, I played beach volleyball.
Oh, okay. And I have to ask you, you're three professional player now, so what's the change from the college to the pro? What's the main difference? Because someone tells me that is a huge step, because the level is obviously quite higher than the NCAA. And so I want to have your opinion.
But,
I mean, it is a big difference. Yeah, you still... Oh, in college, it's almost like, okay, it's you do the same, but it's college level. I don't know. It's like, it's for your age. You're 22 or like you're from 18 to 22 and... It's adapted so you can do it, you know, and you still have to do a lot of schoolwork. You have to have enough energy to rest and have enough energy to study, you know, after all of your practices. So, I mean, when you play pro, this is your only job and you're 100% focused on this and you don't have to have any time for anything else or any energy. So I think I don't want to say it's a lower level. It's just less of everything. But there's also studying on top of all of this. So. It's different, yeah.
Okay.
And it's different because this is a job. Like, yeah. I didn't feel like America was a job to me. It was more... I mean, this is a job and a pleasure, being a professional, but I never felt like that. I never felt like I was, you know, doing my job when I was in the States.
Yeah, when you're in the States, it's kind of... The coaches and everybody, they know you're a student. You still have time for... You live on the campus, you have all your friends around, you have great social life, you have school. If you have a huge exam, like, for example, my coaches would always ask, how are we stress-wise? They know when exams are coming, we're more stressed. They take into consideration that volleyball is not the only thing in your life. They ask you to be professional and give your best at any time, but they understand that you are not only an athlete. In the pro life, you are only an athlete, so you don't have an excuse. You have to. It's the only thing you have. You have no other, exhaustion pipe.
Wow, wonderful. So the last question I have to ask you is, I saw the final in Pittsburgh this year, and I saw the last game when for the championship. I see a lot of people, and now you're a pro, so I feel that is more follow, more fans, more TV interesting in NCAA than in professional European volleyball. You feel this like player, or is only my opinion here?
I think well, first of all, college needs to make sure that they attract people, because this is how they get money. This is how. It's like the circle, you know. But I think in Europe also depends on the country. It really depends on the country where you play. Like in Germany, people are crazy about volleyball and every gym is filled and stuff. But I don't know. I played in Poland like before this, and it wasn't as people weren't as interested. So I really think it depends on country, and also depends on how much country puts into like marketing and how much they promote volleyball and how much they really want to. In America, a lot of about student athletes is about promotion, about marketing, about people coming, because this is how they make money for the whole athletes program. So I think they just put more work into it, and this is why their people are more interested.
Okay. Yes, I agree with Beta, because they put so much into. I'm just talking about volleyball games right now. From cheerleaders to bands to free tickets if you're dressed up for Halloween, to TV, famous people talking about the games. We as players, we have to call, I had to call our biggest fans at the beginning of every year to purchase the all season tickets. There is posters all around the city for games. So they make it a big deal. There's a lot of people working. Our full gym, we had, I don't know, over 50 people working in marketing for our volleyball stuff. So they put more work into it.
Wow, it's huge. Martina, you feel this in your experience, or is...
Yeah, and I would just agree that it depends on the country, because playing in Italy and Germany is a lot different than playing in Croatia and Romania, where I played, because Croatia and Romania don't really have any people on the game, where Germany and especially Italy have the gyms filled every single game.
But Beta, sorry, I have to ask you, because you say in Germany is more very huge fan than in Poland.
Well, it depends. I think in Poland depends on what team plays, like maybe first two teams. But I don't know, the gyms are much bigger. And yeah, I would say in Germany, they're much like, okay, gyms are volleyball size, so they're not like 50,000 people arenas, but they're always filled. And I think, like I said, marketing and promotion, they're doing more. I think in Germany, they really do a lot. And people love volleyball, especially old people who have nothing to do, like... Yeah, it's like I know in my, and I know in like Martina's club, the people are crazy and they love coming to the games. But it's also because these workers, like in offices, behind the scenes in marketing, they really promote volleyball. They really make sure people know that there's a game going on. But in Croatia, besides your family, your parents, and maybe your boyfriends, like people don't know that there's even volleyball going on. And how, why would they want to come? Like they have no idea, you know? So I think promotion of volleyball is what brings people into the gyms, because there's always quality volleyball. It's just that people don't know anything about it. It doesn't just happen, you know. You have to tell people there is a game in order for people to come to it.
Okay. Fantastic. So I have to say thank you to you three. Thank you for your time, and all the best for your matches in the next days. I follow with Diego and Daniele. I thanks Lara. I thanks Beta.
Thank you for inviting us.
And Martina for your time. Thank you very much.
The Super Smash. Boom! Here comes the boom! Here comes the boom! comes the boom. Here comes the boom, 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 boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom, 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 boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom.